And now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
The following is a satirization of radio in America today, especially morning shows. You are listening to The Phil Hendry Show. Don't call your local station like some dumbass and ask, hey, where's Phil? Why are we listening to Skippy and Frank?
And now, KSKASS. Broadcasting from the radish capital of the world, Geyserville, serving the entire Tri-County Metropolitan Rhubarb Belt, it's the Skippy and Frank Show.
Now, it's our free 4th of July show, Skippy and Frank. 68446.
It's going to be so much fun today.
You know it. This is Show Us Your Ass Crack Tuesday. Hang it out of a car window, okay? Hey, chicks call up. Show us your butt crack.
Yeah, show us your ass crack Tuesday.
Yeah, I got a chick on the line right now. What's up, baby?
Yeah, I'm showing my ass crack.
Well, it's not a chick. Get out of here.
Well, wait a second. I wanted to... Skippy, I love you. I love you, baby.
Must think I'm gay.
Well, hey, we're not gay.
Yeah, it's one thing we're not as gay. I got a big 4th of July show coming up for you today on the Skippy and Frank Show, 7 after 4, 407 right now. Let's kick it out right on the freeways right now. Listen to, I think we got out there Commander Bud Hall. Bud Hall is out there on the traffic. Bud, what's going on?
Skippy and Frank right now on the freeways. We're looking clear out there. Everything's pretty smooth. And we're going to be able to run around and think of the That's right. I have a heroin problem. My wife left me last night and she was poking the mailman. Asked the milkman and the mailman. All the guys down there at the post office, my wife was screwing all of them. And that's all the traffic here at Commander Bud Hall. Skippy and Frank Show.
Out of sight.
You hear that? Bud Hall's wife is poking the mailman.
All right, so here's what we're going to do today on a Skippy and Frank Show. It's 8 at 448. Tri-County Lettuce Belt weather. Partly cloudy, continued mild. Highs of 70, low of 70. Right now it's 70. What we're going to do today, I'm going to put an M80 up my ass and light it.
It's going to be so cool.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to take an M80, which is 1/4 of a stick of dynamite, and shove it up my ass and light it. It's going to be kind of a really cool stunt.
I'll tell you something about Skippy and Frank, man. We're edgy.
We're very edgy. We're very iconoclastic.
I don't know what that
means. I don't know what it means either.
What did it say?
It's a word. It's my word. I saw Reader's Digest word power. Anyway, I'm going to do that. We also have, of course, Mr. Frank Artell from Artell's Meat Locker. But first, we got on the phone right now. Hey, who do we got there, Frank?
Hey, we got President Bush. President Bush, how you doing? Hey, President Bush, you there?
Hey, how you boys doing? It's President Bush.
Hey, President Bush, it's so good talking to you.
Happy 4th of July. I was listening to the Skippy and Frank show. I was listening to Skippy and Frank, and I thought I'd call up.
Well, that's great. So what are you going to be doing this 4th of July?
I'll probably be getting drunk with my daughters.
What else?
Oh, we get drunk with my daughters. Taking the bed. Yeah!
Hey, President Bush.
Yeah?
Speaking of your daughters, are they there?
Sure are. Hey, let me put them on. Who do you want to talk to?
Let's talk to Jenna. Who's the one that, like, drinks all the time, lays around on the beach with her skirt up over her head?
That'd be Jenna. Yes, they're at home, too. Jenna, honey.
Sweet! Are you doing a pig call?
Hello?
Is this Jenna Bush?
Yes, Jenna.
Well, how you doing, baby? Having a drink?
I'm having some cocktails for 4th of July.
Let me talk to your sister, Barbara.
Hey, Barbara. Hi.
Is this Barbara?
Yeah.
Let me talk to your dad.
Hi.
This is your dad?
This is President Bush.
Okay, let me talk to Jenna.
Hi.
And Barbara.
Hi.
And you.
Hi.
Okay, that's the family. Skippy and Frank Show now, 2 minutes after 4, 4 up 10. And of course, we got Frank Artell coming in from Artell's Meat Locker in Cloverdale. They're giving away some hot dogs and hamburgers on this 4th of July. And Skippy says he's going to put an M80 up his butt and light it. And this is Show Us Your Butt Crack Wednesday. So it's just really cool.
And don't forget on KS, big KS, Carrot Belt Tuesday. All you people out there on the Carrot Belt, all you farmers and people out there bringing in the produce and the crops and everything. I don't know, how did we wind up in this market?
I don't know.
All right, so let's... Got another traffic report now from Commander Bud Hall. Bud Hall is out there with a big traffic report. Commander Bud Hall, how you doing?
Hey, Skippy and Frank, hey, I wanted to tell you something. Skippy, if you're there.
Yeah, right here, bud.
Listen, if you put an M80 up your ass and light it, that could cause serious, serious physical injury. I know you guys are into doing stunts. I know you guys think you're funny. Stick an M80 up your ass and light it. Big trouble. You understand? You understand what I'm saying, don't you?
Oh, bug off, okay? We know what we're doing.
All right, I just thought I'd tell you. But anyway, the traffic is moving along really, really, really smoothly right now. Here for the Tuesday, it's looking pretty good. And out there on the ride out, things and two lost cows on Highway 72. Anybody lost two lost cows on Highway 72? By the way, somebody lost the St. Bernard, so that's our pit patrol for today. Tony Butthall here. This is going to be right now.
That's going to be really cool now. 11 at 4411, here's Skippy Frank Show.
Okay, Skippy, now what do you, how do you want to do this?
I will, first thing I want to do is bring in Mr. Frank Artell. Mr. Frank Artell's the Artell's Meat Locker. He's going to help us out with this. Mr. Artell, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Skippy and Frank. Thank you on behalf of Artell's Meat Locker for having me on.
Well, that's great. So I'm going to put an M80 up my butt and light it. What do you think?
Well, I don't think much of that idea. That's... Is he serious?
Yeah, he's really serious, Mr. Artell.
I'm going to do that for charity. We raise money.
Well, Skippy and Frank, as you know, Artell's Meats raises millions of dollars every year for a charity. We don't need... I wish you wouldn't. Please don't... Is he taking his pants?
I'm putting my pants down now.
Well, what do you want me to do?
Well, I tell you, Mr. Artell, we'd like you to do the honors of lighting the fuse on the M80 that's sticking out of his ass right now. So if you...
Oh, my God, I don't want to do that.
Oh, come on. It'll feel good.
I don't feel like doing that, and I don't think that Artell's Meat Locker should be associated with anything that has anything to do with that sort of... What are you doing?
I'm lighting the match right now.
See, it's hanging out of my butt. There's the fuse. I got the M80 up my butt. Watch this. Ah! God! Oh, my ass!
Well, that was great.
Oh, my Lord. What happened?
My ass! Oh, man, every day I can't crap. The local hospital gets $100. Oh, God!
Okay, well, we need to... Are you okay?
No, I'm not okay!
You said it was going to work out okay.
Well, it's not working out all right, okay?
I'm going to get a phone call here from our general manager. Yes, sir.
Skippy? Skippy, you there? Skippy, can you hear me? Just blink if you can hear me. Frank, you there?
I'm right here.
Okay, you guys are fired. I mean, you're sticking a piece of dynamite up a guy's ass and lighting it, okay?
My left cheek is gone! The left cheek is gone!
What are you guys doing, okay?
Well, we're being edgy.
Edgy?
You told us when you hired us.
Well, I didn't tell you to blow a guy's ass off! And where's the music? Where's the rock and roll?
Well, it's coming up in just a minute. It's got to queue up.
My ass! My ass!
Would you somebody hit the dump button on that guy? Please?
Well, I thought we were just doing a...
I don't care about your morning stunt, all right? Go to traffic. Where's Mr. Artell?
Well, I'm right here, sir, and I have never been more humiliated in my life by the idea that...
My ass!
Listen to that. This is a nut house. It's a nut house.
My ass!
What is going on over there? So you stuck an M80 up his rear end.
And lit it.
And lit it. Well, that's brilliant. That's great. That's one quarter of a stick of dynamite.
My ass!
Yes, the Skippy and Frank Show will be right back. On KASS.
My ass!
Serving the entire rhubarb belt. On the Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We have a news story here that I think you'll find very interesting. Chris Norton, a 28-year-old telemarketer, has been receiving a little bit of flack in the press for an event that a self-proclaimed world record. And I know you were able to get in touch with this guy this morning, Mike. Do we have him on the line yet? Okay, good, because we didn't know whether we'd be able to talk with him. He was working. He works out of his office in Redondo Beach. He is planning an event for Sunday at near the Santa Monica Pier. This is a self-proclaimed world record because nobody has ever attempted this as a world record. You want to make love to 168 consecutive women in one day. Is that correct, Chris?
Yes, sir. That's primarily, Mr. Henry, what my goal is going to be, and that's what we're going to be doing on Sunday near the Santa Monica Pier. This is to commemorate the Oklahoma City bombing, which took the lives of 168 people, and nobody has ever done it before. My manager, Lance Germain, who I think contacted your office.
What is it? This is your manager?
Yes, sir.
What's his name?
It's Lance Germain.
Oh, this is the guy you talked to, Mike? Okay.
He will be there to videotape each session, and I will autograph the videotape for women to take home. Women can have a video or not, only copies, so they don't have to worry. We're not going to sell it. It's not going to be on the internet. We will destroy it if they don't want a copy. Another thing, there's going to be a picture of me outside the Blast of Love tent.
All right, well, okay, Chris, I can tell you're a little bit nervous, and that's okay.
I haven't had a lot of response from the press on it yet.
Well, that's okay. I need to ask you a couple of questions here, though, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right. Because you said something that I wasn't aware. You want to commemorate the Oklahoma City bombing.
That is correct. I think tomorrow, or today is the anniversary, and we did not want this weekend to pass without people remembering 168 people died. And what we want to try and do is make it an event that people can look at now and say, well, yeah, 168 people died, but some good may have come out of it. And
how do you figure good will come out of our remembering the Oklahoma City bombing by you making love to 168 women?
Well, that's a good question, but I think it's kind of evident. It's obvious that what we're doing is we're turning it into love, and we're not letting the hate take us over. That's why we call our tent the Blast of Love. When the Oklahoma City bombing took place, that was a blast that blew up people. Now the blast will be the Blast of Love.
Well, the complaint that you had is that you didn't get any press attention, and I saw a couple of items in local newspapers that gave you some attention. It was negative.
Well, it's all negative because nobody understands it. But I think it's unfair for the press, even the adult press, to completely ignore it from a positive standpoint. No man has ever attempted a feat like this. Women have, but that was for a porn movie. We are not going to be doing this for public consumption. We will be in a tent on the beach. We will have what's called the Blast of Love tent set up near the pier at Santa Monica. We'll have an area roped off where a line can be for the women that want to make history. And there will be a picture of me that was taken by Lance Germain of me getting out of the shower, so the women can get ready.
And let me ask something, Chris. What makes you think women are going to line up to make love? 168 women, we did the math before you got on the air. That means you got to make love to one woman every 8 minutes.
That's correct, Mr. Ernie, for 24 solid hours.
24 straight hours. And
it's an endurance test, there's no doubt about it.
And you have the self-confidence.
Sir, I don't want to even get into it. Yeah, I'm very, very confident. I'm very, very confident. Yes, sir.
You're very confident you can do this?
Yes, sir.
All right, now let's get to the level of taste. Do you think this is the right thing? I realize this is in Los Angeles. People are trying all kinds of goofy things. You want to set a record. I understand that. Do you think this is the right thing to commemorate this Oklahoma City bombing anniversary?
In what sense?
Well, in the sense that you're making love to women in a tent on the beach when 168 people died. So each one of these women sort of represents a dead person. Is that it?
No. I mean, you know...
You call this the Blast of Love tent.
Yeah, because we want to commemorate the sacrifice. 168 people gave their lives for our country. And just like they have done down through time... And like what happened in Oklahoma City, obviously it can blow a lot of people up. We need to be aware of that.
Well, what are you making love to women for?
Be- because Mr. Henry, what Oklahoma City showed us is the danger of explosions and what can happen if you are blown up. I mean, I don't know, understand your question.
But my question is, why this? Why this?
Well, because it's what I do. I mean, you know, it's what I do, and that's my talent. Everybody has a talent, and my father always said, do what you do best. And what I do best is just to, you know, I'm very sassy, and a lot of women think that I'm very sassy. And
so what you do best is make love to women, and you're going to do this to commemorate Oklahoma City.
That's correct. But again, Mr. Henry, I think you need to understand, we have to understand how dangerous explosions are and what can happen, like what happened in Oklahoma City. Obviously, it can blow up a lot of people, and we need to be aware of that. And with all that going on, the press isn't covering, even though I sent out hundreds of press releases. I think that shows a lack of compassion on the press.
All right, Chris Norton is with us.
The explosion on the building was bad, but an explosion of love is good.
Okay, Chris Norton is 28 years of age. He's a telemarketer from Redondo Beach. He plans on setting up a tent outside the Santa Monica Pier on Sunday and making love to 168 straight women. 168 women straight, I should say.
I don't care if they're not straight or not.
Yeah, okay, fine. I misspoke. 1-800-449-8686 is our number. And this is to commemorate the bombing of Oklahoma, the federal building in Oklahoma City. 168 women because 168 people died. Who are these women you're going to make love to?
Excuse me?
Who are the women you're going to make love to?
Well, that's just it. That's why we're announcing it on your radio show and in the press. We want any woman who wants to have a, you know, a good time can come on down, and I will make love to you. I only have 8 minutes to do it in, but...
Can women go around for a second?
Yes, sir, they can. They can get back in line after they have the first time. They go back to the back and get back in line again. But we plan on making love to 168 consecutive women on Sunday.
And when does this start?
It's going to start right at midnight on Sunday morning.
And it goes all the way till midnight Monday?
Midnight Monday. And also we will be screening the entrance. The tent will be decorated with animal prints. We have some soothing massage music. Here's an example of some of the music that we're going to be playing. Turn it down, Lance. Okay, can you hear that, Mr. Henry?
Yes. What's that?
That's the massage music.
That's massage music. Okay. And you also said that you're going to be buying some. I don't know what it was. You said candles.
Some candles, yeah, and also.
Now you mentioned that you're going to be screening women.
We will, because I don't think I should be working that hard boinking a bush pig when in fact I'm doing all the work. So, I mean, men do all the work when it comes to sass. So, what's your question?
You're going to be screening women for their looks. Is that it? And you said something about boinking a bush pig.
Yeah, because...
I mean, why, you know...
Well, because men do all the work when it comes to sex. So I'm going to be working really hard. But one thing we do ask the women to do, Mr. Ernie, if I make an announcement...
Go ahead.
Would you please bring mouthwash and deodorant? Because...
All right. Because of their personal hygiene.
Well, yeah. I mean, some of the women... may.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. If you want to commemorate the Oklahoma City bombing... You can do it by going down to Santa Monica Pier this weekend, and Chris will be there in the Blast of Love tent. He's going to make love to 168 women consecutively. And this guy says he hasn't been getting any notice in the press, only negative comments. Well, there you go. 1-800-449-8686. He also said that he's got... Now, you have a copy of that, Craig. He calls this massage music that they're going to be playing... That's great. And also, please bring mouthwash and deodorant. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. This is the Phil Henry Show. This is the show you've been hearing so much about. With us is Chris Norton. He is a 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach who on Sunday wants to commemorate the Oklahoma City bombing by making love to 168 women consecutively in a tent that he calls the Blast of Love tent near the Santa Monica Pier. And you mentioned that women will be screened for their looks. You want them to bring mouthwash and deodorant. And you really think you're going to have at least 168 women lined up, Chris?
Well, Mr. Henry, the reason why I'm on your show, the reason why I'm doing a lot of press is I let people know that this is not, that I am very sexy and that I am good looking, and women will not be disappointed. Also, if you show up, like I said, at the Blast of Love tent, there'll be a large picture of me that was taken of me as I was getting out of the shower. Women can see how good looking I am. And
this has to do with the Oklahoma City bombing because you want to bring love and...
Yeah, I would show people that that it's not about... We can now start thinking about good things. I believe I'm one of the good things they can think about.
You making love to these women?
Yes, sir.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. This is Laura on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, I just would like to say that, first of all, these people in Oklahoma City did not give their lives for their country. They had their lives taken from them. They were murdered by a man who wanted attention for his cause. When you give your life for your country, you willingly lay it down. You aren't surprised and attacked by a terrorist.
Well, that's right, Laura. I mean, these people died for America, basically.
Well, they did die in America, and I'm sure they were all great patriots. They did not willingly give their lives down. And furthermore, if the family of these people knew what this guy was trying to do and tie what his own need for attention, and obviously has a massive ego, to their sorrow and pain, they would be appalled.
Chris, your comment?
Well, I agree with the lady that it's bad that they died, and I'm sorry. But I think we need to draw attention to the fact that they were blown up. And if I can make people feel good by having, sex with them, then that's good, as opposed to feeling bad. And
so what are you like, for on Sunday, you're going to make 168 women forget how sad they are about the bombing?
Yes, sir, basically, yes. And this lady, Laura, I don't know, are you married, or I don't know what your situation is, but I would invite you down to San Monica Pier, to partake of the sexuality, is all I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Well, I'm glad to hear you call it sexuality, because it has nothing to do with love. And if you think that 168 women are going to line up for this, they are the bottom of the barrel, because most women want to be loved and cared for. They don't want to just have somebody screw them.
Well, first of all, I don't know if I'll get 168 women, but you can go back in line and go again. So... And the other thing is, you say sex is not love. I would strongly disagree, because a lot of the women I've had sex with believe that I love them. So
right, and then they're, I'm sure, crushed and hurt later to find out that you really don't.
What's that, ma'am?
I'm sure that they're absolutely devastated later to find out that you really don't, that you just use them for your own means.
Well, let me ask a question here. You're going to be making love to 168 women 24 hours. That's like one woman every 8 minutes. How is that feasible?
We have four cots that are going to be in the tent, and women, I mean, I don't know how graphic you want me to be.
Well, go, but be as, I'll dump it if it's too graphic.
The women come in and disrobe. They then get on the cots on their hands and knees. We figured that's the quickest way. So, like I said, Laura, if you are available and you want to help the healing begin over Oklahoma City, please come down there. I could do 2 and 8 minutes a couple times, but that would free some time for a nap. But
okay, Laura, thank you. 1-800-449-8686. This is Lillian on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Lillian, hello?
Yes, hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I just wanted to say that I think this is disgusting. I think that on the pretense of making love to women to honor the dead in Oklahoma City is insane. I also think that you have 168 chances of picking up AIDS.
I'm sorry?
I also think that you have 168 chances to pick up AIDS.
Well, I won't, because I will be wearing protection. But what the women are doing is their business.
I mean, whatever you want to do is fine. However you want to get your kicks is fine.
Well, I would say to you, Lillian, I mean, you are more than welcome to come down to Santa Monica Pier on Sunday and partake of the sets.
Oh, please. It would take more than 8 minutes to please me in the first place. The second place
That's with some of the men you've been with, okay? You've tried the rest. Now try the best.
I'm not even going to get into discussion with you. I just think it's insane for you to do this under the pretense of Oklahoma City bombing.
Look at Chris, a lot of women are calling and saying that you're just trying to get laid under the pretense.
Mr. Henry, I could go to Rusty Pelican. I could go down to any bar in L.A. on a Friday night and any woman. Okay, this is something more important to me. It's about helping people heal.
Then why do you have to make love to women that you don't even know? Why not have a food drive or a money drive and send money to the family and something
because
like that?
This is what I do. It's what I do very well. Excuse me. I'm sorry. I'm trying to use my talent the best way I know how. And I don't. And I'm not just screwing them. I do care for each one as they come in. I mean, I don't remember who they all are, but I think that's, you know, they're to be commended for coming down to have sex.
Commended to come down and have sex? Dude, the world you live in, man, is like some world. It's like some looking glass, you know? What are you talking about, man? I mean,
What?
Come down and make love and commemorate the bombing on all fours on four cots. You got mouthwash and deodorant available?
Okay, I did not call this program to make fun of, and I think the two of you ought to be ashamed that you laugh about the people that died in Oklahoma.
That's not what I'm laughing about.
No.
Laughing
that's,
at your ridiculous.
Yeah, we are not.
No, the two of you think it's funny, and I'm trying to commemorate the Oklahoma explosion.
No, absolutely not. You're trying
ma'am,
to have sex with 168 women.
Yes, to commemorate the people that got blown up.
No, if you wanted to commemorate the people, you would do anything other than that.
Well, that's a Mesa horse race. Everybody's got a different opinion.
Yeah, that's great, man.
That's why they put rubber on the end of pencils.
That's why they put rubber on the end of pencils. Thank you very much, Lillian. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Candy on the Phil Hendry Show. Candy?
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
This guy is absolutely just sick. He's a total dog.
I've been on the show exactly a half hour. I have not insulted nobody. I've not said nothing about nobody. I've been called a dog and everything else.
Okay,
you don't even know me, you know? If you saw me, you'd probably want to take your clothes off.
Oh, please.
Yeah,
okay, you don't have enough money in the world for me to even meet you. Okay, you're not lucky enough to meet me.
This is not about me having to pay you, okay? Okay,
look at Chris. Let's just say you're the hottest thing on two legs. You're the hottest-looking guy going. What's a woman want to stand around at midnight in the cold wind, with you know, waiting to go into a tent to have sex with you?
Because 168 people gave their lives when they got blown up.
Okay, for one, they didn't give their lives. Their life was taken. So what do you think commemorating or sleeping with 168 women has to do with commemorating the people that lost their lives? Okay,
because
I had a friend that died.
We're trying to make...
You're making an absolute mockery of this whole thing.
Okay, you had a friend that died?
Yes.
What if you come down there, I have sex with you, and we make a new baby? That replaces the one that died.
Okay, I have a
husband. Wait a second. Now you're telling me that you're having sex with these women to create new babies?
To create the 168 that gave of their life.
Okay, how are you going to do that? I mean, you're wearing
condoms, hello,
correct?
It's called SAS. What?
You're wearing condoms, correct?
If you say you want to create a baby, then I guess I'll have to take it off.
Oh, no. See, I have a husband, okay? There's no way I would ever come down there. Second of all,
you cannot
like
make
you
it down Sunday
me,
night.
Excuse me?
You can't. You say you can't make it down Sunday night?
Oh, there's no way. I wouldn't give
Why
you the
not?
Time of day.
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Okay, because you're making an absolute mockery of the people that lost their lives. Okay, they didn't give
a
their
mockery?
Lives. Their lives was taken.
All right, hold on. 1-800-449-8686. We'll continue with this mockery. The mockery. Chris Norton on the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686 is the number to dial into the Phil Hendry Show. I am Phil Hendry. With me is Chris Norton, 28-year-old telemarketer from Redondo Beach, California, with the idea that on Sunday he's going to begin at midnight making love to 168 women consecutively to commemorate the victims in the Oklahoma City bombing. There's something about, this is an endurance test. You're going to make love to one woman every 8 minutes. Beyond, Mr. Norton, the obvious complaints that you've heard people utter and the ones that come from me about sex commemorating the deaths of these people, what's this stuff about women have to bring mouthwash and deodorant, and the comment that you made to me that you're going to be screening the women for looks? And it,
yes, sir. That's,
and you made the comment you don't want to be boinking any bush pigs.
Well, okay, I do apologize for that.
Do you think maybe you just kind of overstepped your bounds there a little bit?
I am sorry. What I meant to say was that, yes, I do want to be honest about it. Lance Germain, who's my personal manager, is going to be going down the line and, you know, sort of looking the women up and down. I mean, I don't think there's anybody in your audience, nor none of the women that might come down, that would fault me for not wanting to, you know, do the do with a two-bag or even a single-bagger.
And what do you mean a two-bag or a single-bagger?
Well, I mean, I mean, like...
Women that aren't good-looking.
Yeah, I mean, if you recall in Studio 54, there was a rope. And the rope at Studio 54 kept people out. Lance will be the guy who mans the rope, I guess.
Boinking a bush pig. Two-bagger and three-bagger. Dude, I don't know how you're going to get any women down there. You've got a manner about you that is decidedly anti-woman.
No, sir. I love women, and I am sexual.
Okay, let me take a phone call here with Chris and his commemoration there. Let's have 168 women. That's one woman every 8 minutes, by the way. Leanna, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
I can do that, too. That's not no problem.
Go ahead, Leanna.
I just want to just make a comment and let you know what you're doing is a total insult to these families. And it's a disgrace that you're using such a tragedy for your own kicks and your pervertedness.
That's not my kiss. Okay, that's just that's to commemorate sexuality.
Commemorate sexuality,
right?
What might have been? To do with death?
All those people died. They might have had sex if they didn't.
Okay.
Well, that's all I'm saying, and I think that people need to keep that.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
How far did you go in school?
Okay, that's a trick question.
No, a trick question? How far did you go in school? Did you graduate from high school?
I dropped out my freshman year in high school because I wanted to pursue other business interests.
Yeah, and you're using that as a commemorative.
Can you come down on Sunday night? I can show you what I'm talking about.
Woman that will participate in what you're doing
have you got kids?
Is just as bad as you.
Have you got kids?
Oh, I have 3 kids.
Ooh.
In fact, you can hear them in the background.
Yeah,
and I have a newborn.
No,
and
don't bother.
And I look at him as I hear you saying, you know, these women, we can make babies. It's totally sick.
You've had 3 kids, so don't bother.
She shouldn't.
No, you ain't. That's fine.
Oh, honey, I can pull any man I want to, but that's not the point.
That's right. With your
Believe me, I'm still 100 pounds looking good.
Hey, Leanna, was that a screen door I heard shutting out there on the porch? I mean, just exactly where do you live anyway?
Never mind. Leanna, thank you for your call, and good luck with your family. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Polly on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, how are you? I just tuned in. I've been listening for about the last 10 minutes. I think I've kind of got the idea of what's going on. I'm just curious, though. You know, when I think about commemorating a death, the death of 168 people...
Hold on for a minute. Hold on for a minute. Will you quit that breathing?
What?
I can hear you breathing.
I have a sinus condition.
Yeah, I know, but I can hear you breathing. Please move away from the phone. Go ahead, Polly.
I guess when I think about the idea of commemorating the deaths of 168 men, women, and children, I could see possibly naming a park after them.
Wait.
Are you
choking or something?
What?
I'm listening to you breathing. It sounds like you're choking to death.
No, I have a sinus condition.
Okay, go ahead, Polly.
I guess.
Whoa! Man!
Is he dying? Should we call 911?
Hey, Bush Pig.
Okay, that's it. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686 was the number of the Phil Hendry Show.
Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Post-traumatic stress syndrome is a condition affecting veterans who've been in battle and have come home to suffer a variety of symptoms based upon the stress, the trauma that they endured during wartime battle. It used to be called battle fatigue. Before that, it was called shell shock, but today we know it as post-traumatic stress syndrome. We have with us Mr. Stephen Bozell from Corona, California, who has applied for workman's comp and has been denied workman's comp, even though you suffer from post-traumatic stress syndrome. And Mr. Bozell, welcome to the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you, Phil. It's a great pleasure to be on your program. I've long been an admirer of your program.
Thank you. When did the symptoms first start for you?
Yes, sir. I applied for workman's comp. I've been fighting in the state of California for several months now.
When did your symptoms start?
Well, I attended a fireworks display at Corona Community College on the football field they had last 4th of July, and at the time I thought it would be a very enjoyable experience. I went with my wife and with my two children. However, and here's where the state of California and I disagree on the wording of workman's comp law. I had, just prior to going to the fireworks display, I had watched two movies on the pay channel, HBO. And these films were Platoon and Saving Private Ryan, which is two movies about the war in Vietnam and the war in World War II. They were very realistic, as you might imagine. They were very frightening to watch. There was obviously the exploding bombs and guns were being shot in the movie. So that part I should have known, but still, I went to the fireworks display. I was okay for the first 5 minutes, but as the fireworks kept exploding, I began to sweat. My heart palpitated. I got headaches. I was getting scared. I felt my stomach upset. I had to go to the toilet, lest I lose my mud. My wife and my kid...
Now, not to interrupt you, Mr. Bozell, this is all happening during the fireworks display?
That is correct.
And this is following your viewing of two films, Platoon and Saving Private Ryan?
Yes, sir. My wife and my two children asked me what was wrong when we got back to the car, and because I could not go back in, I said I pretty near lost my mud from the explosions, and I went to the doctor, and that's when he said that I had post-traumatic stress syndrome.
Now... forgive me for asking the question. Were you in a war?
Well, that's where the state of California and I disagree. They agree that I have some kind of mental problem, but they say that since I wasn't in a war technically, that I can't not get workman's comp for post disorder syndrome.
And well, what did you say?
I believe that I was very much exposed to the horror of war when I watched Platoon and Saving Mr. Ryan, and they're making it out to make me look like... Okay, they're making it out... And this is at the heart of what I'm saying. They're making it out to make me look like a pussy. And if you've ever seen Platoon and Saving Mr. Ryan, that is a very powerful experience. My wife and son have been laughing at me for 12 months.
Wait a minute. You haven't been in a war. You've never been in a war. You saw two films. Is that correct?
Well,
I mean, two admittedly powerful films, but they do not even come close to the real experience of being in a war.
Well, then you want to talk, Mr. Henry, to Don Niebert, who works at the local VFW hall, and he tells me that seeing Saving Mr. Ryan is very similar to being in a war, and that I have stress trauma.
And who's this Mr. Is this Mr. Niebert? Is a veteran of foreign wars?
He has catered many affairs at the VFW hall there. Yes, he is.
No, I didn't ask if he worked there. Is he a vet?
He is associated with the VFW, and that is my information. And,
well, just because he catered one of their parties doesn't mean he's qualified to say that you're a veteran because you saw a movie.
So
you know what I'm saying?
So what I need to know at this point in our interview process, sir, are you calling me a pussy? Because
I'm not saying anything of the sort.
Because if you're calling me a pussy, be advised my son and my daughter are listening right now.
No, I'm not calling you anything of the sort, sir. I'm saying I had you on the show with my belief was that you had fought in a war.
Don Niebert, who catered two events at the VFW, said Saving Mr. Ryan and Platoon. If you see those and you go to a fireworks display like I did, you'll lose your mud. And I had, the doctor said I had the same symptoms.
So in other words, watching two war movies and then going to a fireworks display, what did the fireworks display do?
It would do what any veteran would have to go through. It reminded me of the bullets and everything that was exploding.
It reminded you of being in a war? It
reminded me of being in a war.
But not really being in a war. It reminded you of watching a movie.
I had post-trauma syndrome.
So let me ask you something.
Look.
I want to tell you, I frankly don't know that this is a program for kids to listen to right now, all right? And you say that your two kids are listening, so I would advise your children not to listen anymore.
Because you're calling me a pussy.
No, I'm not calling you that word. But I
want them to listen so they'll know their dad is not a pussy for losing his mud at the fireworks celebration. And then
you've used the phrase lose your mud now about six times. Are you talking about did you crap in your pants?
You want to rub it in, don't you?
No. Okay, so that's what that means. All right, let's.
And this is something that has troubled me all these months. We're talking about cars backfiring when somebody knocks them up. I hope you never have the experience of hearing a knock on the door and diving under a kitchen table in front of your wife and your son and your daughter. I just hope you never have that experience.
Well, what does a knock on the door do?
It sounds like a gun. And I lost my mud.
You crapped in your pants.
Crap is not really the word for it. Crap is solid. So I think you know what I'm talking about. I think you know what I'm talking about.
Diarrhea.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And you don't want your kids to think you're a pussy.
I am not a pussy, and I resent you using the word.
You brought the word up initially, and what you're saying is you went to a fireworks display, you heard the big explosions, and you crapped in your pants.
I am saying that I have post-traumatic stress disorder.
Well, the state of California is not paying you. They must disagree. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Stephen Bozell. Ladies and gentlemen, I thought I had a guy on who had actually been through a war. This guy he'd watched two movies, Platoon and Saving Private Ryan.
You're going to want to talk to my doctor, Dr. Vernon Iyer, who very much believes it's post-traumatic stress syndrome.
All right, if you have a doctor's diagnosis on this, I find that very interesting. So he said that you can suffer post-traumatic stress syndrome from watching a couple of movies.
That is absolutely correct.
All right, who are you suing?
Well, you say that in a sarcastic way.
Now, come on, who are you suing? Because I know you must be suing somebody.
You assume that I'm suing someone.
Are you?
I am, yeah, but you assume...
All right, so who are you suing?
Well, right now I'm suing Blast Off Entertainment. They're the ones that provided the fireworks, and Corona Community College. Also directors Oliver Stone and Steven Spielberg. Also, my attorney is planning on suing the Haynes Corporation.
Now, I don't know, what do they make?
That is the underwear manufacturers.
You're suing the underwear manufacturer?
Yes, sir. I lost control of my bowels, and the Hanes underwear that I was wearing failed to keep it in. I'm also considering a lawsuit against the Del Taco Corporation for serving me food that came out as diarrhea. Otherwise, if it came out better, then the Hanes could have kept it in. Also, the Corona Community College Parking Administration, we had to walk a quarter of a mile away from the grandstand area, so as we walked back, there was a diarrhea trail leading behind me, and little kids laughed at me. Also, my wife, I was very distressed, and I needed a hug. She was not supportive of me.
You needed a hug. You probably smelled like crap.
She wasn't there for me. And
you're trailing diarrhea. I can't even believe we're talking about this. So you walked all the way back to your car after crapping in your pants.
Again, I would not call it crap, because crap's solid.
Well, you got you soiled yourself after hearing fireworks go off and your wife wouldn't hug you.
Your wife, your spouse is supposed to be there for you. And
can you forgive her, though, sir, for not hugging you because you smelled like a toilet?
Well, I'll tell you this much, sir. A dog followed me all the way to the car, licking at my pant leg. And
okay, that's a dog.
And if you can get more love from a dog than your wife, mister, I guess you know who your friends are.
What do you hope to do, Steve?
I beg your pardon?
What do you hope to do? You want to sue all these people?
I want remuneration. I want monetary compensation. Because I was stressed on account of saving Mr. Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan.
Saving Private Ryan, yes, sir.
Hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman is in a battle with the state of California over workman's comp. They won't pay him for post-traumatic stress syndrome because they don't believe you can suffer post-traumatic stress syndrome from watching two war movies. He says he's got it. He's got a doctor to back him up. He watched a couple of war movies, went to see a fireworks celebration, and apparently lost control of his bowels and his underwear. He's planning on suing Blastoff Entertainment, Corona Community College, the Haynes Corporation, Del Taco, and the Parking Administration. This is what I mean. This is why I talk about the things that I talk when it comes to lawsuits. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
...1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
If you go to see the movie Platoon, as I did that day before the fireworks celebration, you see they get shot at by the Viet Cong, and I was sitting there on the edge of my seat. And I thought, oh my God, oh my God. Later on that day, my son was playing with a Nerf dart pistol. I don't know if you've ever seen these, Mr. Hendry.
Yeah, our kids have got them. Like, they've got the little Nerf darts.
Yes, sir. And I saw him come around the corner with this thing, and even though it's a child, and even though it's a child doing childish things, you respond as if you're still in a war, like you see in Platoon, and God forgive me, but I backhanded him right across the face, and I dove for cover, because that's the instinct that you have if you've been in a war. Or, I mean, by being in a war, have you been sitting watching Platoon and you're being in the war in your mind?
You backhanded your son because he had a Nerf pistol because you thought he was the Viet Cong.
Because in that instant, my instinct was to protect my own life.
But you say you've got post-traumatic stress syndrome from...
I got a home theater system with surround sound. I had the volume up loud enough to full effect of the movie. I had it up to 11. Most of those channels will only go to 10. If you've ever seen Spinal Tap, they'll tell you it only go to 10. Mine goes up to 11. It was loud, scary, frightening.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Steve Bozell, who wants workman's comp for post-traumatic stress syndrome, having seen Saving Private Ryan in Platoon. Danielle, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I cannot believe this. I am so sorry. But Pampers cannot hold all the baby stuff that they dish out. So how in the world are you going to sue Haynes? I mean, this is why people don't take other people serious when they have actual lawsuits, because they go overboard.
That's a good point. And all of the people that you're suing, Steve?
Let me just interrupt both of you, please, if I could. I was subjected to a humiliation I don't think any man should be subjected to. I saw two movies. I had no idea that they were so realistic, living like you were right there. Have you ever seen Saving Private Ryan, ma'am? Or
yes, but I mean, if you're stopping at that, then why don't you just sue the television company, too? I mean,
no,
if
ma'am,
you don't
no,
stop
no,
there.
No, ma'am. Well, I'll sue the director, and I'm embarrassed to say, yes, I did lose control of my bowels, but I think the Haynes underwear ought to be able to hold it in.
But the lady just said Pampers can't even hold in a baby's stuff.
I don't understand. Why not?
Oh, my God.
Is Pampers supposed to be the whole baby poo?
Yes, it's supposed. I mean, okay, but it doesn't. Accident
okay, then
happens.
I would sue them. Because the baby would
cotton
be.
Cotton and plastic pants. This is cotton and plastic Pampers.
Yes,
these
ma'am.
These are cotton drawers with holes in them. Okay?
These are
supposed to keep your stuff into place. This is not supposed to keep everything else that you dish out into place. That it would be different if you had on the pants. But you didn't have on something that's supposed to be prepared for those outbreaks.
Forgive me, but I'm not about to put on no pair of diapers or any such nonsense.
Then you can't sue anybody else. You can't. The money, if you have post-traumatic stress syndrome, then you need to go see help. Money is not going to make it go away.
Well, but I did, and the doctor told me that he thought that I had that.
Well, what if you took that diagnosis of post-traumatic stress syndrome and went to the state of California?
I did, and they said that I got a mental problem.
Well, go see. If you can't get help at Charter, please get help somewhere. But you can't sit up there and try to get said that this monitor
okay.
is going to make your wife hug you,
ma'am,
or this money is going to make any. It, the money is not going to make
so
hands hold your front any different.
But why wouldn't she give me attention?
Nobody's going to, because then she's going to smell like it too. She's not suffering. That'll give her a whole new thing to suffer from.
You had just crapped in your pants, sir. Okay.
That's correct.
What your wife can't be expected to give you attention at that moment. Let me ask you something about this Hanes thing.
By the way, the Hanes underwear that I was wearing, and this might change the lady's opinion, were the BVDs. In other words, they were what traditionally called bun huggers or what have, or the briefs. Now, why
they're
won't
brief.
That keep... How come it all... And
they
look,
have holes in them.
You can't...
If I pee on myself,
yes,
it's going to go through.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so if you're letting out diarrhea, it's going to go through. It's in the
all the way down my
seat.
Leg? It went all the way down my leg and left a trail all the way back to the grand.
God, why do we got to talk about this?
Because this is pivotal and part of a lawsuit.
No,
I got humiliated. Why would you think it's funny? I got humiliated.
Okay, we got it.
I'm not thinking it's funny. I'm not laughing. I'm just saying it's the fact that you're trying to sue an underwear company because the underwear didn't do the job that the pants did.
Yes, underwear is not diapers is what we're saying.
All right, but I also... And bring it, well, the Hanes Corporation, but Del Taco.
Look, Del Taco is a taco stand, right?
Yes, sir. I believe
you're free to eat wherever you want to
well,
eat.
Ma'am, I believe the California chili burrito that they served me come like it was diarrhea inducing.
Well, you know something? I think that's a cold shot to Del Taco, dude. Maybe you had a stomach intestinal problem or something.
Okay.
No, sir.
You never know how you're going to react.
If a show has strobe lights in it, there's a warning before the show for people that have seizures. The fireworks company should have provided Depends or any kind of reinforced diaper for people with post...
You know what? It's people like you to get people to actually have a problem, bad name.
Ma'am,
you're walking around looking for an easy way to get money.
You're telling me you don't think you should be allowed at least the option of a diaper before you go see fireworks. That's what you're seriously telling me?
I am seriously telling you, these people, I mean, there's churches, there's any kind of other place. Now, if my baby has on her nice Easter suit, the church is not going to provide a pamper just in case she has an accident. So
why would she have an accident? Why would she have an accident at Easter time?
She's in church.
Like, if she saw a giant rabbit, she might squirt her britches?
If it's not bad enough.
What? What are you talking about, dude?
I'm saying the lady said her child...
No, I heard what the lady said. Are you saying the little baby sees a giant rabbit, so she craps in her diapers?
Yes,
but
sir.
She's not
That's
suffering from post-traumatic syndrome from watching Peter Cottontail.
No, but ma'am, if a small child, and I don't know if you've ever been to Disneyland or to the Associated Parks of Disney World or Euro Disney, when the little tiny children see Chip and Dale or any of those big-headed mascots, they cry and they cry again.
Dude,
and
okay.
You've seen it, Mr. Henry.
Well, he's right about that. I've seen little kids cry when they see those mascots, okay? But that's
right.
Just because they're weird-looking.
Okay, so why can't I crap my britches if I see hear the Star Spangled Banner?
Exactly, but are you going to sue Disneyland because your child cried for seeing that mascot?
If it's a big-headed dwarf, you bet.
You're gonna, oh, my God.
Dude, you got yourself a long
road
to hold.
Ahead of you.
Thank you for calling, Danielle. Here is Al on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I just want to try to tell this guy. I mean, I've been listening to this guy
and he just make me see.
Hey, listen, let me tell you something. I'm an American citizen.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm a Navy veteran. I was in the war.
What
I
war?
Was in Nicaragua, Honduras, Panama, and I saw a 12 and 13-year-old kid get the hell blown away. Yeah? And that thing, you know, I deal with it, you know.
Well, don't you ever crack.
Listen, I don't try to leave out of the government. I don't try to be in a leech.
Okay,
why don't you get
Al?
A job?
Hey, Al, hold on. Al, I want you to hold on through the break. Al, hold on. Al, hold on through the break. We'll have you right back, okay? Got to take a break, all right?
Oh, man.
Just hold the line, okay?
All right.
All right, hold on. See, that guy's really upset. He even told me to shut up. 1-800, which I don't blame him necessarily. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Stephen Bozell is suing Hanes Underwear and the fireworks company and Corona Community College. He watched Saving Private Ryan and Platoon and then saw a fireworks display last year on the 4th of July and crapped in his pants, and Del Taco served him the food that made him crap his pants. And that's, and you feel you have post-traumatic stress syndrome.
I resent being told I feel a doctor told
you. A doctor told you. I understand that. Here is Edward on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
Good. Fine. Go ahead.
Sir, yes, I want to tell this man, sir, you are insulting. There is no question. The host got you marked and pegged you as a crude fellow at start. Now I'm going to tell you, you're insulting a man like my dad, who was World War II veteran.
I never did. I honor the World War II veteran. I know what he went through on account of I seen Saving Mr. Ryan.
You don't know what my dad went through. None of them. I had an uncle in Korea, too. You don't know what they went through sitting in some kind of movie theater. You've got
something. I've seen it on the
pay-per-view. Not to work.
I've seen it on HBO.
You seen what on HBO?
I've seen Saving Mr. Ryan and Platoon.
You got some guts, mister, to seriously, I'm serious to tell you, you've got some guts to go against American veterans. You're trying
no,
to
sir, I'm not going against American veterans. I'm saying that I understand what they all went through on account of I seen the movie theater, and I also had diarrhea.
The host told you used crude man,
right.
And you're very crude, but I'm going to tell you, my dad was in south of England in 1944, and the crate, when it come down, it was why he could not be on the D-Day invasion, but he stood there.
When a crate came down?
He was on the loading, when they was loading up them landing ships.
Yeah?
And General Eisenhower was even on the same.
Have you ever seen Pontoon?
Pontoon?
Yes, sir.
Dad was not, what's a pont, a who?
Have you seen the movie Pontoon?
What do you mean, pun? It's called Platoon.
It's called Platoon. You're saying you're World War II hero, and you don't even know it's a movie.
I didn't say I'm a hero. I said that I seen that movie, and I lost my mud.
You lost your mud in Pontoon?
Well,
you don't even know the name of the movie, mister.
Let me tell you what. There's a movie that come out not too long ago, and a man said, do you like the smell of napalm in the morning?
Well,
and
I'll tell you
what. I think
you
know what I mean by that.
Yeah, I know what you mean by saying Pontoon. Because you can't even get the movie right, and you're going to say that you can identify. That was about Vietnam.
No, yes, sir.
And you can't even identify with Vietnam.
No, okay.
Because you can't even get the movie correct. You just don't want to work. It's your thing.
Are you trying to scam the state of California?
It certainly is.
I told you that my son and daughter were listening to this, and you're trying to. Both of you guys are trying to call me a pussy.
Hey, you're talking that crude talk, and you got your children listening to this thing?
No, I'm just saying I ain't no pussy, and my son, you trying to make me
I
be
can't
a pussy?
Listen to your words.
What did I do?
You've insulted veterans. You're talking crude. You've got children. Listen, they should be watching cartoons now or sleeping.
My children love their daddy, and
they love you. And knowing you're not even a World War II, and you're trying to capitalize on veterans.
I ain't disrespecting your daddy. If you say that he was on the Saving Mr. Ryan or whatever they did,
that was called
Private Ryan. And Dad told me about World War II
D-Day.
When I was a kid.
He was a D-Day.
Your
it was on
D-Day, was D-Day,
almost D-Day.
Well, let me tell you something, sir, and I'm not trying to be funny, but when I seen them fireworks, it was D-Day
You're crazy, man. You're insulting, and you're crazy.
Yes.
You don't want to. What do you call it? Work at a gasoline station or something, or flip hamburgers, and you don't want to do that kind of work no more. And you're going to take people like my daddy and other. My uncle was in Korea, you're going to capitalize on their sacrifice. Dad busted his leg in World War II.
What year was your uncle in Korea?
It was in 1950 or 51. What I wasn't
well,
even
hell,
born.
That war didn't break out till like 1968 or something.
Bull crap.
That's
Vietnam.
I got a picture in Korea. I got a picture of my uncle in Korea.
Korea was in the 19th century or some deal.
It was
1950 when MacArthur had the troops.
Who?
Yes,
MacArthur.
Sir. The host knows, mister.
I'm not familiar with him.
The host knows.
You don't know who General Douglas MacArthur is?
I believe I've heard of him.
And you're talking about you can identify with World War II and Korea and veterans. You don't even know Douglas MacArthur?
Well, sir.
He come ashore at the Philippines.
Sir, I will tell you this.
He come ashore at Philippines.
I took my son's little baseball team to play paintball 2 months ago.
Baseball?
We went to play paintball. And when we started playing, I freaked out and hid in the fetal position while 23 8-year-olds pelted me with paintballs.
Now I know
you're going to laugh, but let me tell you, you don't know fear.
Man, you've got to lie down somewhere and be pelted with some doctor. And
wait a minute, man. What are you saying? You got post-traumatic stress syndrome from being hit with paintballs?
Have you ever let a 23 8-year-olds?
I had a kid throw a water balloon at me once. It didn't put me down in no fetal position. It didn't knock me to the turf. I got up and went to work the next day, which is what you don't want to do.
Okay, so you're calling me a pussy, is that right?
Because your children is listening. You put me on the hold button, and I will call you that, and my dad will call you that.
So
if you could come out here, he'd call you.
I just want to be clear. You got hit by paintballs.
That's what he said.
I'll tell you what, them paintballs hurt.
A bullet hurts, like my uncle had almost come at him in Korea.
Do you think a bullet hurts worse than a paintball?
Of course it does. It depends on what it hits.
Of course it does. But you can imagine how bad a bullet feels when you get hit by a paintball.
You can't even identify with paint splattering up against your body compared to like a .22 caliber bullet or something. I got a BB hit on me once.
Yeah.
But I don't say I'm going to relate to my dad going having a crate fall on him in England or
well,
my uncle had a bullet come at him in Korea.
Well, wait a second. Some guys get shot. You're saying someone dropped a box on your daddy?
Yes, he was getting on the landing.
Well, what's that all about?
Mr. Eisenhower had inspected the troops.
Is that like getting hit with a bullet?
What?
No, I don't think it is.
But it broke Dad's leg. It busted it up. He got a hobble leg out of that war.
So he come back to America, and they go, what happened to you? A box
but
fell
on But my dad was in the war.
That's right, he was there.
He was at least in the war.
Have you ever taken a paintball right off the gonad sack? I think you'd be thinking
differently. Your children
right
are
now.
Listening. Keep talking.
That's right. Keep talking with your kids listening.
Keep talking that, mister.
He didn't. I'll tell you what right now. Who do you think
I'll sue you, mister.
Sue me? Who do you think would deserve a purple heart?
Will sue you.
Who do you think would deserve a purple heart? Your daddy for getting a box on him or me for taking a paintball?
He's been sailing across there with Mr. General Bradley. I know about the D-Day because Dad didn't talk.
I've seen General Bradley
movie too.
Because I've seen that movie, Patton, and General Bradley was played by Carl Malden too.
I don't know.
Whatever.
What's that?
I don't know which ones was in or Eddie Albert was in one of the movies.
Eddie Albert
on Green Acres.
My dad was
a veteran.
Was Green Acres? Now George C. Scott was in Green Acres, wasn't he?
George C. Scott was not in Green Acres. That was Eddie Albert, sir.
Eddie Albert.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, you're on here. You want to sue the state of California. You want to sue Del Taco. You want to sue Haynes.
I lost my mud.
You lost your mind, what you lost in your pants.
I did not.
You lost your mind, buddy.
Well, you tell me I lost my mind out my backside? Is that what you're saying?
Your brain slipped out, buddy. Your children are hearing this,
but their daddy's brains
is gone.
I'll tell you, imagine you look up from a foxhole and you see 23 8-year-old children. Yes, they're children. Yes, sir, they are.
My uncle was in Korea in a foxhole, mister, and he don't have no paintball, 23 kids. Oh, yeah.
After those movies, I know all about General Patton.
Hey, mister, why don't you come on down to my home?
Well, And do what?
You talk to my daddy. My uncle's gone now. But you, we'll go on out in the woods back here. You talk to my dad and tell him you want to see, play some war games.
Go out in the woods and do what?
Have my dad's got the hobble leg, and he can still whoop you.
Go out in the woods, he might want to give me the gobnobble.
My dad was born in 1925. He could whoop you up with your paintballs.
I don't think
you bring your paintballs.
Ain't got sense enough to stay out of the way of a box. You going to whoop on me?
Looking up in the sky, or is he trying to get on a landing ship, dummy?
You're the dumbass who's suing people because you lost your mud at a fireworks demonstration.
My dad didn't try to sue one.
I don't know about this gentleman's father, but Mr. Henry, you talk to me straight. That I'll kick your ass six ways to sunset.
You gonna do that to me?
No, I'm the host of the radio talk show program.
Hey, I'll join the host and coming at you, mister, because he knows what he's talking about.
Come at me. Come on. Let's go.
Yeah,
let's
come
go.
On. Why come don't on. You come on
hey,
down here with
hey, you're the guy who's got post-traumatic stress syndrome. You sure you want to get into a fight? You might crap in your pants.
That's right.
Okay, that's dirty pool.
That's right.
That's dirty pool. You know I'm under
treatment. You need
that.
A foxhole to go into, buddy, because that's how big it's going to come out on you.
I'll tell both of you. You don't know combat until crap runs down your leg.
You don't even know combat. You don't know nothing. You don't even know the name of the movies, and you got Eddie C. Albert in Green Acres.
No, Eddie Albert's in Green Acres, and George C. Scott was in Pontoon. I don't know.
He
what
was
the hell
not in Pontoon.
He was in Patton.
Pontoon.
All right.
Well,
you don't even know. You know what? You're going to sue and get that money, and you're the kind of guy that's running down America, and the veterans who died for this country is going to have to suffer because of people like you.
Well, hold on, Edward. Hey, Steve.
Yeah?
Bang, bang.
God damn you. God damn you to hell.
Okay, look at that.
Mr. Phil,
he freaked out. Good. Okay, thanks a lot. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.